Okay, we're on Daf Tzadi Hey tonight. Everybody with me? 95A, Tzadi Hey Manal of the top line. Okay, Matnitin, Ma Bein Pesach Rishon L'Sheni. What's the difference between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni? We know that the Torah says that you bring the Korban on the 14th day of Nisan, but we said if you were Tamei or Bederach Rechoka, then you get to bring it on Pesach Sheni. And we learned that other people also could bring on Pesach Sheni, which is on the 14th of Iyar. So Harishon, Asur B'Val Yer B'Yimatze. So Pesach Rishon, there is a prohibition against possessing chametz. V'Hasheni chametzu matzei mo b'bayit. But by Pesach Sheni, you have chametz and matzah in the house, and there was no prohibition against having chametz. All right, let me just look, get some more people in 1 second. He says, Harishon Tauna Halel Bachilato. Pesach Rishon, so you recite Halel in conjunction with the eating the Korban Pesach, Vasheni Inu Tauna Halel Bachilato. This Pesach Sheni, there's no Halel connected with the eating of the Korban Pesach. Zevzet Tauna Halel Basiatan, but both have a recitation of Halel when the Korban is being brought in the base of Mekdash. Benechalin Sali, they're both eaten roasted. Amatzah Umrorim, and you eat it with Mas and Maruer. V'dochin ha-Shabbat. They're both Docha Shabbos. Okay? All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts on the Mishnah? Everybody good? All right. What's up, Fern? You have something? Did you want to say something? I can't hear you. You got to unmute yourself.
It sounds like the second one is not really a Chag. It's just a Korban Pesach.
Well, right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. But you're right. I mean, there's no Yantav there, clearly. That's clearly the case. All right. Let's take a look further in the Gemara. So, you know, maybe I should mention ahead of time, I meant to bring a chumash with me, but even without the chumash, I'll tell you, it says by Pesach Sheni, which is in Parshat Balotcha, so the Torah says, Amatzotum Rum Yochluhu, you'll eat with matz and maror, that's one prat. Then it says, Lo Yeshimun or Boker, don't leave it till morning, another prat. And then it says, Ve'etzlo Tishbruvo, don't break the bone. So three pratim, three specifications. And then it says, "Kechol chukata Pesach yasu oto." You'll do it exactly like the Korban Pesach. So the Gemara is going to explain that each prat, there's going to be machloket tanaim, but according to the Tanakama, each prat adds something and excludes something. In other words, they're each a klal and a prat, a prat and a klal, a prat and then a klal. They're each coming to exclude something and to include something, and we'll see how that plays out. All right, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara is going to come into that limud in piecemeal. It'll be clarified by the end of the amud, I think. Okay, so the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Kol Chukata Pesach Yasuoto. It says you should make Pesach Sheni like all the laws of the Pesach. So B'mitzvah Shebegufo HaKetub Daber. So the Gemara says, left my own devices, that's mitzvah shebegufo. In other words, mitzvah shebegufo are the dinim that relate to the animal. In other words, like tchoket, sali, everything else, that's mitzvah shebegufo. He says, mitzvah sha'al gufo minayin. Mitzvah sha'al gufo would be something peripheral to it. In other words, like the matzot and rorim that you have it with it. He says, minayin, tamalomar matzotorim yochluhu. So the Torah says, you'll have it with matzah and maror. So it's not just the mitzvah begufo, but even some of the peripheral items. Then it says, yechol afilu mitzvot shelo al gufo. I might think things even totally extraneous to the Korban Pesach, like destroying the chametz. He says, tamalomar v'etzem lo yishbur uvo. He says, don't break a bone with it. He says, mashfirta etzem yuchad mitzvah shebegufo. Just like the Shvira Etzem, that relates to the guf of the Korban Pesach, afko mitzvah shebegufo. So too, everything that has to relate either to the Korban Pesach or be peripheral to it. So the Gemara has set up three categories. Mitzvah begufo, things that relate directly to the Korban, means how you prepare the meat, how you eat the meat, that's mitzvah shebegufo. The mitzvah sha'al gufo is sort of like the side dishes, the things you're having with the Korban Pesach, peripheral, the matzah, the maror. And then you have mitzvahs which are totally extraneous to it, which are shelo al gufo, like possessing chametz and things like that. That's something. So the Gemara is saying that if it's mitzvah shebegufo or mitzvah sha'al gufo, that'll be chayav by the Pesach Sheni. In other words, mitzvah shebegufo, the way the animal is prepared, and mitzvah sha'al gufo, but mitzvah which is shelo al gufo, which is extraneous to it, like possession of chametz, those things are permissible. Okay? That's the general thrust. We'll clarify as we go through. Okay, this is just the beginning. This is the beginning of the Braisa. Then it says, Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Isi ben Yehuda is another Tana in the Braisa. He agrees with the conclusion of the Tana Kama, but arrives at it differently. Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Yasu Oto, B'mitzat Shigufo K'meber. He says, it says Yasu Oto, so I know that it's only Mitzat Shigufo, and it means, and mitzvah should be sha'al gufo. In other words, he wants to say, I don't need all those pratim that the Tana Kama has. In other words, one prat is enough. In other words, it says in the Torah, it says etzem lo yishbruvo. So I don't need, one minute. Yeah, so one second. Which prat does he darshan out here?
Yeah, so too.
Yeah, but 1 second. So that's nothing but yeah. So it says the Torah says Amat Sodom Rum Yochluhu. So the Torah tells me Amat Sodom Rum Yochluhu. So I know Mitzvah Shabagufo and I know the things that are on the side. So the other two pratim I don't need according to Isi ben Yehuda. That's what Isi ben Yehuda says it. All right. So now the Gemara analyzes the Braisa. Amamar Yechol Af Mitzvah is going to the Tanakama. Amamar Yechol Af Mitzvah Shlo Al Gufo. So the Gemara doesn't understand the flow of the Braisa. In other words, the Braisa says first, it says that you do mitzvah shebegufo, things that relate to the animal itself. Then it says, I might think mitzvah shelo al gufo, so it's lo yishbruvo, so things extraneous to it are eliminated. Then the Gemara says, Amamar Yechol Af Mitzvah Shelo Al Gufo. I might have thought that even Mitzvah Shelo Al Gufo, something which is totally extraneous to the Korban Pesach, I'll be Chayev. Ha'amri B'Mitzvah Shebegufo Aksumah Debir. But you said from line one that the Torah is speaking about Mitzvah Shebegufo. In other words, the thrust of the Tana Kama was, I have one Pesach teaching me Mitzvah Shebegufo, then I know Mitzvah Sha'al Gufo from Amon Sol Mer Yoch Luhu. Then the Braisa says, I might have think even things totally extraneous to the Korban Pesach, but we just said ha'amri b'mitzvah shebegufo k'tumah debir. Hachi kamar. This is what the Braisa means. Hashda amri d'amatzorum yochluhu. Once you tell me that I have to have it with matzah and maror, alma yasu oto lav davkahu. So then it tells me when it says yasu oto, I'll make it, I'll prepare it the Korban Pesach. Once you tell me yamatzorum yochluhu, so I know that it's not literally yasu oto. There are other things included as well. So ema havale kiprat uklal. So I would think it's like a prat and a klal. And then he says, So if I have a prat or klal, the klal enlarges the whole category of cases. But I might think everything's included. In other words, everything in Pesach Rishon will be Pesach Sheni. So kamash malan. So the Braises teach me not this way. All right, that's the Tana Kama. Now, Isi ben Yehuda said that it says amatzorum yochluhu, and then it says kecholhu karapesach yasu oto. So from those two phrases, I can darshan everything. That it's just things that are peripheral to the Korban Pesach. So Isi ben Yehuda hay etzem my abidlei. What does Isi ben Yehuda do with the phrase etzem lo yishberuvo? He says mibaylei lechad etzem sheish b'moach lechad etzem she'ein b'moach. He leads it to include it that whether the bone has got marrow or the bone doesn't have marrow, you're not supposed to break the bone. V'rabanan hayasu oto may abdilei. Now the chachamim, what do they do with yasu oto? Now one second. Yeah. So even though we said kechol chukat pesach yasu oto, so kechol chukat pesach would be enough for the klal. What do they do with the extra phrase yasu oto? So he says, Rabbanan ha'yasu oto me'avdilei, mi'bayi le'shein shokhtin ha'pesach al yachid. Ya'asu oto, they will make it. In other words, many people will make the Pesach sheni, that you don't shecht it for one person. The kama de'efshar la'duri ma'hadrin, whatever we could do with more people, we're going to do it that way. All right. The Gemara is in the middle of this limud. I know it's a little bit unclear. I mean, the basic idea you have, that in other words, we have Pesach sheni. In some way, it's similar to Pesach Rishon, in other ways not. So which things is similar to, which ways not? So anything that relates to the animal itself is the same. Anything peripheral to the animal, also the same, which would be the matzah, the maror. Anything totally extraneous to the animal, like the prohibition of chametz, and that's not included in the dinim for Pesach Sheni. That's the thrust of what the Gemara is saying. And the Gemara is darshaning out from these klalim and pratim, but the Gemara is going to clarify that limud in another few lines, okay? Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? What's up?
So the person who's doing Pesach Sheni has had a Pesach Rishon minus the korban.
He didn't eat chametz during Pesach, clearly.
And, so he did everything of Pesach except for the korban Pesach.
Right, that's correct. That's correct.
I have a question.
Okay, this is really like tashlumin for that part. So together they create a full Pesach.
All right. Wait, what's that Pesach, David? David, do you want to say?
If the matzah or the korban Pesach becomes, touches chametz, can you have it on Pesach Sheni, or it doesn't matter?
So
I also wanted to know if he could have a sandwich.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, there's a Rashi that they talk about. I didn't see the Rashi inside, where the Rashi sounds like that at the Seder you can't have chametz. You know, one second.
Is there a Seder? Is there a mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim?
So that's a good question. I don't see where it says that there's a mitzvah Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I didn't see anything like that here. Oh, I think Sal is here now. I didn't see anything about the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim.
Mr. Berger with a tan. Very nice.
He's connecting. He can't hear you yet, Michael. He's still connecting to the audio. All right, we'll see him in a minute. All right, as far as I know, now he's here. Sal, welcome. Nice to have you with us, Sal. Can you hear us? Okay. All right. Sal, we can't hear you, but it's good to see you. We're happy that you're doing well in Florida. Okay. So we're talking about, we're in Sadi Hayman Aleph. So I don't think
that Mayor too.
Yeah. Mayor's there as well. Mayor, nice to see you as well, Mayor. Okay. I don't think that there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with the Pesach Sheni. The Gemara didn't mention anything about it. And it doesn't seem like it's coming into play here. All right. Now I'm going to go on. Now we're around.
Sorry, I'm sorry. If there's only one person, Tame, Korban Pesach, the first one, you can make someone else Tameh with him, so you could bring Pesach Sheni together.
If there's just one person that was Tameh on Pesach Rishon, so then I think he would bring the Pesach Sheni by himself. In other words, you try to get other people to be with you, but otherwise,
I thought we just said we don't bring it for one person.
That means preferably we do it. Now, let me see. He says here, he quotes from the Rashi, that we try to arrange somebody else to be brought into contact with the Sheretz and be deferred to Pesach Sheni. So Rashi says that we would try to arrange that more than one person would be around for Pesach Sheni so they could join together. But in Achinami, if there's nobody else, then you would bring it by yourself. In other words, it's just preferable to be with somebody. That's the way it seems like. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's see further in the Gemara. Now, all right, we're at Tana Rabbanan. Okay, we're around midway down the column on Sadi Hayman Aleph. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Kuchol Hu Kara Pesach Yasuoto, Yechok Shem Sharishon Asur B'Val Yerubal Yimatze. I might have thought, just like by the first Pesach, there's a prohibition against possessing Chametz. Kach Sheni Asur B'Val Yerubal Yimatze. So too, by the Korban Pesach Sheni, there's a prohibition of B'Val Yerubal Yimatze. Tamal Omar, Amat Sodom Yokluhu. So it says Amat Sodom Yokluhu, meaning that, again, that the prohibitions have to be related, like ancillary to the korban. He says, mitzvah sha'al gufo. Ve'ein li'ela mitzvah sasei. I only know that's true by a mitzvah essay that's ancillary to the korban pesach. Mitzvah lo tasa minayin. How do I know that the same klal would apply to Mrs. Lotas. So he says, Tamal Lomar, Lo Yishimen Wad Boker. So he says, Lo Yishimen, you can't leave the Korban Pesach till morning. So if it's a Lotas, a straight Lotas that relates to the Korban, that din also applies to the Pesach Sheni. The Ainli Yala Mrs. Lotas Sheni Takla Essay. So far, I only have a Lotas Labani Takla Essay. Don't leave it up till morning. If you leave it up till morning, you burn it. He says, Mrs. Lotas Gamur Minayin. How do I know if it's a Lotas? Absolutely, without any corrective measure that would apply. Tamalomer ve'esem lo yishperuvo. Mahaprat meforash mitzvat asay v'lo taseh sheni tekla asay v'lo taseh gamur. So just like the pratim that we gave were a positive command or a negative command that's nitakla asay, corrected by an asay or a complete lo taseh, av kol mitzvah v'lo taseh sheni tekla asay v'lo taseh gamur. So too, every mitzvah that's like that, we would generalize that rule would apply to all those other mitzvot. That, okay, right. And so if it directly relates to the Korban Pesach, you're chayav in it, whether it's a mitzvah essay or a lav nitakla essay or a lav gamur. And if it doesn't relate to the Korban Pesach, then you're off the hook with those. All right, let me just do a few more lines, and I think hopefully it'll be clearer now. So the Gemara says, Bichlale de matzor morim mai kamarbi. So now, when the Torah says amatzot morim yochluhu, what else is it coming to include with it? In other words, we have a prat and a klal, and we thought with each prat and klal, we're going to include something and exclude something. So he says bichlale de matzor morim mai kamarbi sliyesh. So that includes sliyesh, that it has to be roasted. The Torah doesn't say explicitly that it should be sliyesh, but we're including sliyesh. He says, "My mamayit lay. What are we excluding with that prat, which was amatzah marim hashpatat seor? You know, eliminating the chametz." So the Gemara says, "Epochana." So maybe I should flip it over. In other words, I have a ribui and a miut. So the ribui is teaching me that that it has to be sliyesh, and the miut is teaching me I can have chametz. Maybe it's the other way around. Maybe I can't have chametz and skip the sliyesh. Mitzvah the Gufa Adif. So the Gemara says if it's a mitzvah that relates directly to the Korban Pesach, that has priority. And Sliyesh goes directly to the Korban Pesach. Now, Bechlale, Lo Yeshuun Oboker, Mai Kamar Belay. So Lo Yeshuun Oboker, the Torah says explicitly, don't leave over from the Korban until morning. So what else is he including? Lo Totsimi Menu. So it says, like, you're not allowed to Lo Totsimi Basar Chutza. In other words, you can't take the Basar outside the Bayit. That law is included. Now, in parentheses, we have language which usually means you take it out, but we'll read it anyway. Sometimes Talmidim would write things in, and the Rishonim say it really doesn't belong in, but we'll see what we have here. He says, Lo tosimi menu didamile dahai mifsal benotar vai mifsal biyotze. In other words, those two are similar, which is it says Lo Yashim Nor Boker. That's so that's also included Lo Tosimenu. He says because Lo Yashim Nor Boker, that's no tar, and if I take it outside the house, that's Psul Yotze. He's now Beprate my Kamamaitle. So that's what's included with Lo Yashim Nor Boker. He says what is this excluding? Lo Yerah Velo Yimatse. Ba Yerah Velo Yimatse is excluded. He says the Damile. That's also similar to it. The hayinu lo ketav elav sheni tekla essay. Don't leave it till morning is lav sheni tekla essay. The hayinu lo ketav elav sheni tekla essay. And bayi rabbi matze is also lav sheni tekla essay. Don't possess it, destroy it. Okay, now the Gemara says epochano. Maybe I should reverse it and say that indeed on Pesach Sheni you are chayiv for bayi rabbi matze, and you're not. There's no prohibition of lo totsimi menu mitzvah de gufa adif, but the mitzvah that relates to the Korban itself, that we're going to give priority to, which is don't take it outside the house. Bechlale de etzem lo yishperuvo, then the third prat is etzem lo yishperuvo, you can't break any bones on it. Turn page. He says, my kamarbe, what does that come to include? Alto klubi menuna. There's another lav, don't eat it half cooked, half roasted. So that prohibition is in place for Pesach Sheni. Beprate mai kamamate, and what is excluding with that prat? He says, lo tshchad al chametz dam zivchi. That don't shecht the korban when you have chametz. So that does not apply to the Pesach Sheni, that you're allowed to shecht it when you have the when you have it. He says, Epoch Hanami, I should flip it over and say that you are chayiv if you possess the chametz, and you're not chayiv about, you don't have to worry about being half roasted. He says, mitzvah to gufa adif. Again, the mitzvah with it relates to the guf of the korban, that has priority. All right, now, let me just read this a piece here in the Aladaf, 1 second. Let me get this out. Let's take a look, 1 second. Yeah. Now, now he quotes this Rashi. Maybe you'll find the Rashi. Rashi writes, "Pesach Sheni Chametz Umatzah Imo B'Bayit Ve'in Shem Yom Tov Ve'in Yisra Chametz El Imo B'Achilato." So the Rashi, and I didn't see the Rashi inside. Maybe some of you can find out where that Rashi is. Rashi L'chora, simple pshat, says, Ein Easter chametz el imo ba'achilato. There's no prohibition of chametz, and this relates to your question, Fern, except imo ba'achilato. You can't eat it with the Korban Pesach. That's the way it sounds like what Rashi's saying. So you asked me about if the
Korban... So no bagel with the Korban.
Well, that's from this Rashi. That's what it sounds like. But the Minchas Chinuch, he's shocked about this Rashi. He says, "V'hu esli devar chadash ma'od." This is very novel to me. Lo yadati mihechan yatzal Rabbeinu Zeh. I don't know where Rashi got it from. Dinira dein Isra klal, because it seems like there's no prohibition of chametz at all. Lo rith devar zeh b'shemakom. In other words, as far as I could see, the Minchas Chinuch says there is no prohibition against chametz, whether it's with the Korban Pesach or otherwise. So where did Rashi find a makor that with the Korban Pesach itself, you can't have chametz? He emphasizes shak. He says, again, this is the Minchas Chinuch, Devar zeh hu tamu etzli ma'od, v'lo ra'iti l'mefarshim shargishu b'zeh b'tzarachin. I didn't see, I'm very shocked. I don't know see other mefarshim weighing in on it. He says, v'zeh kama shenim shekhtav zeh l'gilyon b'chum shali tzarachin gadol. It's already a number of years where I made a notation about this in my chumash, and it needs tremendous iyun. Then he quotes Reb Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, the word sameach. He understood that Rashi intends that you're not allowed to eat chametz with the Korban Pesach Sheni, and he finds rise for that from Psukim from the Tosefta. He quotes from the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma is his Perush on Chumash. Then he quotes from Rav Eliezer Menachem Manshach, Rav Shach, and the Avi Ezri. He tines that the Pshat in Rashi is totally different, and we should explain the Rashi differently, and then all the questions will disappear. So the way we understand the simple pshat in Rashi, which is the way that the other mafarshim understood, bein isra chametz elo imo ba'achilato. There's no isra chametz except eating it. So he says another way to understand Rashi is ein isra chametz. There's no isra to eat chametz in Pesach Sheni, elo imo ba'achilato. Rather, even with the eating the Korban Pesach, you're allowed to eat chametz. That's the other way he explains it. So if you say it that way, then there is no question. And if you assume that, you know, you're allowed to eat the chametz with the Korban Pesach, so then, you know, if the chametz touches the Korban Pesach, obviously you don't have a problem with it. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Everybody good?
What happens to the rest of the family?
What do you mean?
If the balabayit was Tameh,
right,
Pesach Rishon.
Right.
Did the rest of the family eat from the Korban Pesach?
They could. They would be. He can't register for a Korban Pesach. They would register for a Korban Pesach.
So the woman can register and register her children.
Remember, we learned the three-way machloket about that, remember?
Yes.
On Shabbos's daf. So according to one opinion, they're obligated. According to one pshat, it's just optional. And then I think the people, whoever's chayiv, can register for it. Or
so where do they stand vis-a-vis Pesach Sheni is my question.
Zero. If they did Pesach,
so this poor guy is eating by himself.
I don't know if there's
on a bagel.
I don't know if there's any Easter for the other members of the family to be at the table with him. They could be at the table with him, but he's the only one who's going to be eating the Korban Pesach, or he'll be having other people eating the Korban Pesach, but not the members of his family. All right.
And this has to be in the form of hasuda, matzot, umarim, yachluhu.
Right.
Okay.
Can you eat twice?
Say again, I repeat.
Can you eat twice? Can
what do you
have
mean?
The first one as your
No. If you eat the if you're included in one Korban Pesach. So if you did Pesach Rishon, then you have no kesher to Pesach Sheni.
Not even to join, let's say you're...
No. It's not like I'm okay. going to dinner with the Plony, okay. You know, it's like that. Okay. All right. Let's see back in the on Sadi Hema Beis. Okay. We're on the third line from the top. Okay. So the Gemara says, Harishon Tona Halel Ba'achila Tova Chulei. We said that the first Pesach, you say Halel when you're eating it, and the second Pesach not. So Menani Mili, where do we know this halacha from? I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoshua Tzedak. So Rabbi Yochanan is the first generation of Arayim. He is a Masorah from the Tan of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehoshua Tzedak. Amar Kro, Hashir Yelachem Kalel Hadkadesh Chag. This is from the Navi Yeshayah. He says, like, when there's an ingathering of exiles, Kibbutz Galiot, there'll be a shir, there'll be such a song that everybody will sing, Kalel Hadkadesh Chag, like this Halel that was sung on the evening of the Yantiv. So the Gemara takes it, that's telling the only Lila that we say Halel is Leil Pesach. He says, Lila HaMakudash L'chag Ton Halel. So from that phrase, I could extrapolate that the night that's Makudash for a Chag, and it was Leil Hitkadesh Chag. If the night is a Yantiv, then you're going to have Halel with the Korban Pesach. Lila She'ain Makudash L'chag Ain Ton Halel. But the night that's not Makudash for a Chag is not Ton Halel. In other words, that for the recitation of Halel, it has to be Leil Yantiv. Leil Yantiv Pesach, you recite Halel. If it's Pesach Sheni, it's not Yantiv, you won't recite Halel with the Korban Pesach. All right, it's from the Pesach. All right. Zev Zetun and Halel Ba'asiyah Tamechulei. We said both of them, though, do have a recitation of Halel in the Beis HaMikdash when the Korban is being brought. So this is my timer. I could say that the pasuk we just quoted excludes Halel, you know, only for the recitation, you know, Leil Hitkadesh Chag at night for you have need a yantiv, but during the day you'd do it. Could it be that Klal Yisrael is shechting Korban Pesach and taking the lulavim and not reciting Halel, meaning that when they're doing a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash and the lulav was taken in the Beis HaMikdash, you know, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, when the Torah, they would take lulav 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash and the Korban Pesach, how could it be that we would not recite Halel for that? All right. Now, now we said that they're both eaten roasted, but even the Pesach Sheni is Docha Shabbos. So if the 14th of Iyar comes out on a Shabbos, so we would go ahead with the Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara says, Shabbat in Tumalo. The implication being, Shabbos I could push away for Pesach Sheni, but Tuma I can't. Meaning, let's say the person was Tamei on Pesach Rishon, so he waited for Pesach Sheni. And then Pesach Sheni, he also was Tamei. So that's tough luck. Doesn't sound like he could bring it in a state of Tuma. So the Gemara says, Manitin lo Rebbe Yehuda. Our Mishnah apparently does not follow the Tana Rebbe Yehuda. The Tani, we learn in the Braisa, Docheta Shabbat, the Pesach Sheni is Docha Shabbos, that everybody agrees with. Ve'ein Docheta Tuma, but it doesn't push away Tuma. He says, Rabbi Huda Omer, af docheta tuma. Rabbi Huda holds, no, even tuma it pushes away. So if you're a yachid, so it comes out differently. In other words, Pesach Rishon, we said, it's only if the tzibur is tameh, then they can bring the state of tuma. But Pesach Sheni, according to the Tana Rabbi Huda, who's a shitas yachid, even if you're an individual and you're a tameh, you could bring it in a state of tuma, which is tremendous chiddush. So he says, my tama de Tana Kama, what's the reason for the Tana Kama who holds that it's not docheta tuma? So the Tana Kama holds, what's the reason that he got pushed away from Pesach Rishon? Because he was Tamei. So now we're going to say the makeup, you're going to do it in Tuma. That doesn't make sense. And in other words, the whole purpose is you were Tamei, you couldn't bring Pesach Rishon. You're supposed to be Pesach Sheni instead of Tahari. You didn't do it. He says, Rabbi Yehuda, HaTorah Chazra Lav Las Toba Tara. In other words, the Torah, Rabbi Yehuda says, the Torah is trying to make it that you'll do it in the state of Tara. That's the goal. Lo Zacha Ya Sebetuma. If you're not Zocha, you'll do it in the state of Tuma. All right, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
So how does he get into the Beit HaMikdash?
You mean if he's in the state of Tuma?
Yeah.
according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So according to the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, Bechlal, he would probably not go into the Beis HaMikdash, and I assume he would not eat the Korban Pesach either. He would just send a shaliach who would bring the Korban on his behalf.
And eat it too?
No, I don't think, I don't, in other words,
does the shaliach eat it is what I'm asking.
No. You know, the shlichus, you can't have shlichus for that. It means that, let's say five of us, you know, we're going to make the Pesach Sheni. One of us became Tamei. So according to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, the person who is Tamei is also going to be bringing the Korban Pesach. Not that he can go into the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash,
okay.
But and not that he can eat the Korban Pesach, but he would be one of the people bringing it, and he'd be Yotzei the Mitzvah. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Pesach Rishon Docher HaShabbat, Pesach Rishon is Docher Shabbos, Pesach Sheni Docher HaShabbos, Pesach Sheni is also Docher Shabbos, so far so good. Pesach Rishon Docher HaTumah, Pesach Rishon pushes away Tumah, it means if Rov HaTzibur is in a state of Tumah. Pesach Sheni Docher HaTumah, Pesach Sheni is Docher HaTumah, means even for an individual, that's obviously like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Pesach Rishon Taunlina, Town Lina, there's a chiyuv like Lina that when you bring a korban, you have to spend the night in Yerushalayim. So even after you eat the korban Pesach, you can't leave the walls of Yerushalayim. So Pesach Rishon, it says Ufanita Baboker Valach Tali Olacha. In the morning, you'll go back to your oel. But in Pesach Rishon, you have to spend the night in Yerushalayim. Pesach Sheni Town Lina. Pesach Sheni is also Town Lina. So Doche Tuma, when the Tana of the Brice says it's Doche Tuma, come on. Rabbi Yehuda. That's like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. So far, so good. So that means the Tana of our Braisa is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Taunlina. I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Pesach Sheni is Taunlina. You have to stay the night in Yerushalayim. Vatani, we learn the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Minayin the Pesach Sheni She'ain Taunlina. Rabbi Yehuda says, how do I know that there's no obligation of Lina by Pesach Sheni? Shenemar, Ufanita Babokar Balach Tali Olacha. The Pasuk says, you'll get up in the morning and go back to your tent. Uchtiv, the next pasuk says, Sheishim Tukha Matzot. 6 days you'll eat matzahs. And there's a whole drasha Chazal have. Yantav is 7 days. 6 days, one pasuk says, 7 days eat matzahs. One says, 6 days means the first night is obligatory. The other 6 days are optional. But his drasha is, Hanech HaLashisha Taunlina, that in other words, the juxtaposition of these psukim, it teaches me the din of Lina, and it teaches then right afterwards Shishim into Chamatzot. So if it's in conjunction with the Korban Pesach, where you're going to eat matzahs for the next 6 days, you have din Lina. Sheinach al Shisha ain't Taun Lina. So it seems like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold as a din Lina by Pesach Sheni, and yet the Braisa said it did, and the Braisa we identified as being Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, trade Tanai, but leave the Rabbi Yehuda. There are two versions about what Rabbi Yehuda holds about Lina. And one version is he holds there's a din Lina by Pesach Sheni. And one version that there's no obligation like that. All right, any questions, comes to us, anything we did so far? Everybody good?
Is there an issue of Tchum Yantif?
Yeah, well, you're right. So he can't leave under any circumstances. He can't go more than 2,000 amot outside the walls of Yerushalayim. But the point being, if he has his tent outside the walls within 1,000 amot, but for the din and lina, he could go there. So if there's a din and lina, he can't. If there is no din and lina, he could.
No, but it says baboker that you should go. That's only for people that would not exceed the tchum.
Right. Right. In other words, under no circumstances can you leave your tchum. Whether there's a din and lina or no din and lina, you can't leave the tchum. All right. Let's see. Boker. And again, the din and tchum is a din d'rabbanan. That's a din d'rabbanan tchum, okay? All right. See, so I'm going to go to the next mission, then, if anybody has questions, okay? All right, let's see. Now, wait, let me just see if I have one of these sheets. One second. This is technical. Okay. All right. He does have a piece here. Oh, let me see about Hallel. One second. Let me take a look. Let's see Hallel. All right, I'll read a little bit about Hallel on Leil Pesach. He says, it's apparent from here, I mean, from our Gemara, that the recital of Hallel at the Seder is not an official mitzvah of Hallel recitation. It is during the rest of the holiday, as a minhag of Shira. There was a special din, Kaleil Hedchadish, Hashir Yelechem Kaleil Hedchadish Chag. In words, the recitation of Hallel on the night of Pesach is different. During Pesach, it's done in Kriya. This night is in Shira. Shira Yilachem Kalel had Kadesh Chag. Based on this, the Rishonim in the name of Rav Haigon write, one should not say a bracha on the Hallel of Seder night. In truth, this point is contested among the Rishonim. In other words, he says, the Torah writes that there are places that have a custom saying Hallel and Shul in order not to say a bracha during the Haggadah. Shulchan Aruch concurs with this view, and this is the custom of Sephardim Hasidim and the custom in Eretz Yisrael, based on the opinion of the Gra. However, the Minhag of the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Ruch HaShulchan is not to say Hallel and Shul whatsoever, since the concept is not found anywhere in Shas. Nonetheless, the Poskim write that someone who does not have the custom of reciting Hallel on the night of Pesach and Shul and finds himself in a place where that does recite it may not leave the Shul while the congregation is reciting Hallel. Rather, you should say Hallel with them and in a circumstance where it would be noticeable if he doesn't recite the Bracha, i.e. he's a Sibur, must even say the Bracha with them. So that's based on, right, the Igros Moshe has it like that. So there are places that recite Hallel and Shul. It's become a little more prevalent, you know, now. But even if your minhag is not to recite Hallel, they say you should say Hallel, but, you know, so you shouldn't be near it like your cholik with the tzibur. All right. And the implication being, like, you could leave the bracha out, but if it's going to be clear you're not saying the bracha, then, like, you're the tzibur, then you have to say it. All right, I'm going to go on next gemara. Okay, Matnithin. HaPesach Sheba Batuma, now, Pesach Baba Tuma, we're going back to Pesach Rishon. So most of the Sibur was in a state of Tuma. So, but we said that's only Tumas Mace. That was the only people who bring Pesach Rishon in a state of Tuma. There are other people who are Tami also. So HaPesach Shebaba Tuma, Lo Yuchlumim Zavin V'Zavo Nidod V'Yoldod. So these other Tumayim can't eat from the Pesach Rishon, which is brought in a state of Tuma. They could do Pesach Sheni if they purge themselves of the Tuma, but they can't bring Pesach Rishon in a state of Tuma, even though everybody else's Tami is. So even though there's 100 people or whatever, there was thousands of people eating in a state of Tuma, but the Zavin, Nidod V'Yoldod can't do it. And the difference is because that's Tuma Yotze Migufo. If the Tuma is coming out from the body, that's viewed as more Chamor than Tumas Mate. So he says, Vim achlu p'tur mikare. But if they did eat the Korban Pesach, they're patur from karet, meaning this is a karet from eating a kachim in a state of tuma. But they're patur if everybody was already eating it in a state of tuma. Reblezer poter afo biat mikdash. Tana Reblezer says, if all the tmeim are going into the base of mikdash, tmeim made, and the zavin and the zavot go in, they're patur from bias mikdash. Not that they have a green light to do it, but if they do it, they're not chayv karet for that either. All right. So the Gemara says Tan Rabbanan Zavin Vizavo Nido Vyoldo, that means the Zava, the Nido, the Yoldadet, Sha'achlu Pesach Shababatuma. If they wrongfully ate a korban pesach that came betuma, Yechol Yehu Chayavin, I might think that they're chayv karet for eating kachim in a state of tuma. Tamad Lomar, Kol Tahor Yochal Basar, these are psukim in Parshat Sav. It says Kol Tahor Yochal Basar, everyone who's tahor should eat basar. He means the basar of kachim. Everybody who's tahor should eat basar kachim. If somebody eats kachim and he's in the state of tumah, he's chayv karet. In other words, if the kachim are only eaten by tahorim, then if you're tameh and you eat it, you're chayv karet. But if it's a type of kachim which isn't only eaten by tahorim, within, you know, the imprimatur of halacha that even tameim could eat from it, so he says ain tameim chayim la mishum tamei. So other tamei people like the zavin and the zavot, they would not be chayv karet for eating it. All right, everybody good so far?
Is that theoretical or actual? In other words, since there is a concept of tameim can eat from this. If I'm a zava and there's tuma shratzim and they're eating or tuma mate, then I'm not chayevet karet because I go with the flow.
No, let's pause. Means if what the Brisa is saying, if al pi halacha the R kachim is permissible to be eaten by tmei mate. If al pi halacha tmei mate are permitted to eat kachim, which would be by the Korban Pesach. Then, and under those circumstances, if another Tamei ate it, so that Tamei would not be Chayav Karet.
So even if zero people are Tmei Mate, because there is the possibility of eating it.
No. It means if indeed Rove Klal Yisrael is Tmei Mate.
And so now now
they bring the Korban Pesach in a state of Tuma, and then a Zav or a Zava, and either you let it eat from it, that they will not be Chayav Karet. Not that they should.
So I lucked out because of what's going on.
Right. Okay, now. Reb Lezer Omer, Yechol Dachaku Zavim, and Echnesula Azar, Pesach Ababatuma, Yechol Yechu Chayavim. Now, the Tan Reb Lezer says, let's say the Zavim, you know, pressed and like, you know, they entered the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, in the Pesach HaBava Tumah. So that's when the Korban Pesach is brought in a state of Tumah. So we said the Tmei made her allowed to go to the Azara, but he's a Zav. So now not eating, but he's walking to the Azara of the Beis Hamikdash. Yehol Yehu Chayav, and I might think they're Chayav for entering the Beis Hamikdash in a state of Tumah. Tamal Omar, Vishachu Min HaMachaneh, Kol Tzeru V'Chol Zav V'Chol Tmei L'Nafesh. So it says in Parshas Naso that you'll expel from the Machaneh, from Machaneh Shechina, every Mitzora and every Zav and every Tamei L'Nafesh. The three categories, you expel them. So he says, Bizman Shetmei Meitim Mishtalchin, when it's a time that Tmei Meit would be expelled, or you're under a halakhic obligation to expel Tmei Meit from the Beis HaMikdash, Zavin Mitzorayin Mishtalchin. So the Zavin Mitzorayin would also be expelled upon pain of karet. He says, ain't Tmei Meit to Mishtalchin, but if it's a time when Tmei Meit are not expelled, Tmei Meit have a green light to enter the Beis HaMikdash, he says, ain't Zavin Mitzorayin Mishtalchin. So Zavin Mitzorayin are not expelled on pain of karet. Again, it doesn't mean that they're allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, but if they do go into the Beis HaMikdash under those limited circumstances, they would not be chayav karet. All right. We're four lines above where it gets wide on Sadi Hayman Beis. Let's take a look. By Rav Yosef, Dachaku Tmei Meitim V'Nechnesu L'Heichal B'Pesach HaBa'Batum Mahu. Now, let's say Tmei Meitim, I mean, Lahavdil in my mind, I keep thinking of that thing in the Capitol on January the 6th, not that it's anything related to that, but like people pressing where they shouldn't be going. So let's say the Tmei Meitim press and enter the Heichal. So where the Tmei Meit is allowed to go when it's Pesach HaBava Tumah is the uncovered part of the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, you're open to the sky. But then you have the covered building with this roof on it where the shulchan is, the menorah is, and things like that. Let's say they press and they go into the heichal where only kohanim are anyway allowed to go. So now where do they stand vis-a-vis halacha? So that's the question. By Rabbi Yosef, Dachut mei meitim nechassu laheichal pesach ababa tumah mahu, mi de ishri tumat azara, ishri nami tumat heichal. Do I say once they had a green light to enter the azara, which is normally like, you know, verboten for them, but they have a green light. So like everything is open to them, the heichal as well. O Dilma, my de ishri ishri, my lo ishri lo ishri, or perhaps that which is green light got it, otherwise not. So the Gemara says, I'm a Rava. Now there's going to be two versions about what Rava says. So Amar Rava, Amar Krov, Yishalchu min HaMachaneh. You should expel them min HaMachaneh, Afilu Miksat Machaneh. So the way the first Rasha is, Yishalchu min HaMachaneh can be understood as from part of the Machaneh, min HaMachaneh. So that even though, like the rules for part of the Machaneh are waived, but the other dinim are still in place. So indeed, if they enter the Heichal, they're in Gahak Tzuris, and then the Chayav Kare. That would be one way to view it. That's for the first version. He says, Ikat Amri, others say, Amar Rava, Amar Krav, Yishalchum in HaMachaneh, Al Michutz LaMachaneh Tishalchum. So he quotes, in other words, Yishalchum in HaMachaneh, dot, Al Michutz LaMachaneh Tishalchum. Kol Heichad Kareinim Be'al Michutz LaMachaneh Tishalchum, wherever there's an obligation to expel them, the Tmei Meit El Michutz LaMachaneh, outside the Beis HaMikdash, Kareinim Be'al Yishalchum Min HaMachaneh. Then we apply that the law is in force and effect. But when there's no obligation to send them out from the Machaneh, so then anywhere in the Machaneh, they're not Chayav Karet. All right, the bottom line on Sadi Hema Beis. By Rav Yosef, Dachaku Tmei Meitim V'Achlui Muri Pesach HaBa B'Tumah Mahu. Now let's say the Tmei Meitim, it's interesting this phrase, Dachaku, they pressed. He says they came in And they ate the emurim. The emurim are those parts, organs that are burnt on the Mizbeach, like the klayot and the oterot kaved and the chelev. Chelev is asr b'achila, but let's say the klayot and the oterot kaved. So those are kosher pieces of meat, and they ate it instead of burning it on the Mizbeach. So Tamei Meitim came and ate it. So Mahu, let's take a look. The top line in Sadi Baba Manalov. Mida Ishri Tumat Basar, Ishri Nami Tumat Emurim. Do I say that once there was a green light to like eat the Korban Pesach in a state of Tuma, this is also, you know, no prohibition against eating the Emurim in a state of Tuma. O Dilma, my Ishri, my low Ishri, or that which is, you know, you got the heter for, you got, otherwise not. So Amarava, Michti, Tumat Emurim, Mehechait Rabbi, where do we know not to eat the Emurim in a state of Tuma? Mi Tumat Basar, Dechtiv Asher Lashem. It says, if a person eats from the Basar, but Tumat Tawalav, the Pope, we had this Pasuk on Amid Aleph. It says, the whole Pasuk says, Vahanef Shidukham, if a person eats basar from the zevach shlamim asher lahashem, so he says, so I know that I'm not allowed to eat kachim in a state of tuma. But what does the pasuk say? Asher lahashem. It also has that phrase asher lahashem. It says the rabot and haimurim. That includes the prohibition of haimurim. So if a person's tamei and he eats the emurim, which he shouldn't be eating to begin with, now he's going to be chayav karet, normally. He says, kol hecha de'ita l'tumat basar, whenever the prohibitions against eating the basar in a state of tuma are in place, he says, eat l'tumat emurim. Then, if you eat emurim, you're also going to be chayav karet. Kol hecha de'ita l'tumat basar, wherever the prohibition against eating kachim in a state of tumah is not in place, as when roasted seaboards in a state of tumah, the Korban Pesach, late to the tumah emurim. So also, there's no prohibition against eating the emurim in a state of tumah. All right, with the last piece of Gemara, and then we'll do a little bit more, and that'll be it. Okay, by Rabbi Zeira, emuri Pesach Mitzrayim hecha achterinu. He's going back that we know the, again, we have Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni. The Gemara is going to have at the end of this parak about Pesach Mitzrayim. So Pesach Mitzrayim was a sort of sui generis type of yantiv that they celebrated when they were in Egypt, and there are different dinim that apply by that yantiv. Like the Gemara learns that the Easter of Chametz was only one day, and according to one opinion, it was 12 hours by Pesach Mitzrayim. And, you know, sometimes I think, well, the daf is coming up, sometimes I kind of think, like, can you imagine if it was only Easter Chametz for one day, how different it would be? Like, people say, I'll go away for Pesach for the one day, you know, and then I'll come back home. Anyway, so so he's asking, in Pesach Mitzrayim, he says, Emuri Pesach Mitzrayim, so where do they offer the Emurim? In other words, they had a Korban Pesach, so the Emurim are the organs that are burnt on the Mizbeach. So where do they offer the emurim on Pesach Mitzrayim? What happened to the emurim, which are normally burnt on the Mizbeach? So let's see back in the Gemara. So by Rabbi Zeira, emuri Pesach Mitzrayim, heichach terinu, amar le Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabbi Zeira, uman leiman lan lo shaviski avod. Who's to say that they didn't like make it like roast it on a spit, Now, with this, there's two pshatim you could say. It means roast it and eat it, or roast it and burn it on the spit, like totally burnt up. So he says, Va'od hatanad Rav Yosef, in addition to which Rav Yosef taught the following braisa. He says, Shlosh mizbechot ayusham, they had three mizbechot in Egypt, alamashka v'yashtei mezuzot. It means the blood was put on the lintel and on the two door posts. The two midiachrina lohav, there's nothing else. So I mean, there's nowhere to offer it. So indeed, so the simple pshat is to say that they didn't burn the emurim in Egypt. Now, there's Chasim Sofer, he says, when it says that they had three mizbechot, it doesn't mean literally three mizbechot. It means just the blood was applied to lintel and two doorposts, but there was no mizbeach in Egypt. And Memela, they could eat the emurim. Now, one second, let me just do a little piece here. He's got also a blurb here in the art school about this, I think. Where is it? I marked it off. I thought I marked it off. One second. Yeah, this is in footnote six.
Yeah.
The Chasim Sofer maintains the Bryce is just a figure of speech. So to speak, there was no altar. He says, therefore, he reads the Passover was not a sacrifice with technical meaning at all. He says, the consequences. Now, he has here, let me see. Right. Okay. So the Meiri explains that in lieu of burning the Emurim on a conventional Mizbeach, they burnt them L'shem Gavo on a spit over the fire. So the Meiri takes it that they burnt it, and it was did get burnt up to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's just on a spit. That's the way it went in Egypt. That's the way the Meiri understands it. The Aruch, cited by the Rashash, maintains that the Pesach Mitzrayim was not a conventional korban. It did not require a Haktara Emurim. Abai means that they were roasted on a spit and eaten with the rest of the korban. Accordingly, the fact that the blood of the Pesach Mitzrayim required sprinkling on the doorframe should not be viewed as a special stringency, rather as a leniency, in the sense that there was no conventional Mizbeach required for the blood and a Emurim of that korban. All right, now, let me see. He's got more on this whole thing here. But I think I'm going to leave it. Okay. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did in today's daf?
Yes. Can I ask you a question about the Emurim?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Why would you think you're allowed to eat the Emurim just because everyone's tummy? Even when everyone's tahor, you can't eat the Emurim.
Yeah, yeah. So why would you think? Right, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. You're right. You shouldn't be eating it. But the issue is there's a prohibition in the Torah against eating kadshim in a state of tumah. And if you eat the emurim in a state of tumah, normally you are chayv karet. So if I eat kachim in a state of tumah, I'm chayv karet. If I eat emurim in a state of tumah, I'm chayv karet. So the question is, if it's Pesach Habab tumah, so I got the waiver to eat the korban in a state of tumah, what about the emurim? Is there a waiver for that then or not? That's the question of the Gemara. All right. All right. I'm going to end the recording. 1 second. Let me end recording. Oh, I did this again. 1 second. Let me just... Let me end the recording.